This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's going on is the gate opens and the conversation in this hour begins. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Happiness is listening to Doug, Victoria, Jennifer, and Kara in a lively conversation about what's going on in your world, in our world, in this world. Da-da, da-da. You can follow the conversation and sing along if you like at Twitter. Do they have a way to sing at Twitter? That's something, Victoria. What do they have? We can't really add audio to Twitter, can we? It's just all the 140 characters. That's it. Wouldn't it be neat if we could sing on Twitter?
Oh, well, you read my mind, because can do that. You'll have to wait a little bit later to find out, but you can. Yes, it's a new feature.
Aha! A new feature on the Good Day program. One of the things we like to do is bring to you as much good news as possible. So with the help of Victoria and Kara, let me underscore some of the things that you'll find of interest today. The story of a man who's building crosses for some of the victims of the horrible, paralyzing reality that confronted Orlando a week ago Sunday. This man is 65-year-old Greg Zanis, who drove 1,200 miles from Illinois down to Orlando to deliver 49 handmade crosses, one for each victim of the tragedy. Now, I just guess as an aside that somebody figured out that all of them were Christians and would want to have a cross. Did that get done, or is this just an assumption on his part? He made the crosses himself in his garage using some lumber that was donated from his friends and neighbors in Illinois. Said it was his way of commemorating those who died while illustrating an important lesson. He said, quote, "My message today is love your brother, love your neighbor, do not judge them." Man, can we repeat? I want to repeat that as
can we
many
put that
times
on t-shirts?
Today. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Is love your brother. I'm underscoring with two or three lines. Love your brother, love your neighbor, do not judge them. And I'm going to just fast forward a little bit, or move over a little bit, to the story of that 18-year-old who was arrested by the FBI yesterday for perhaps involving himself or having the idea that he could go to Turkey and get involved with Daesh. When I saw his name, and when you look at the names of many, if not most, of the people who are involved in all of these things, the perpetrators of the crime, not the victims, but the perpetrators of these crimes, many of them, sadly, for those who are Muslim, have Muslim names. And what it does is just add fuel to the fire of people who do judge. We can ask people not to judge and say it's not fair to judge a whole group of people by the actions of a few. But we all know what the human condition is. We all know that you do, you make judgments, whether it's based on the name. Here's another example of that. Steve King, who's a congressman from Iowa. Those of you listening in Des Moines and Boone and the other stations that we have in Iowa, what's the story with this? King yesterday made a move to block the Treasury Department's plan to have women on currency or civil rights leaders on currency. Now, that to me is the reason Republicans have a bad image or or name because of moves like that. I believe that we have become much more of an inclusive country, even though you can find fault with some people who are Muslims or some people for whatever the reason. You can find something in every group to tear apart if you want to. Well, that's legitimate.
Totally.
But why would you take a position that, frankly, is that stupid and against the mainstay of society? When the Republicans are trying, and the Democrats too, to bring in more people, you just give fodder to those who say, ah, these are just a bunch of old thinkers, old planners, old doers. And yeah, is there a market for people who think that women ought not to be represented in some progressive way, whether it's on the currency, whatever it is, running companies, being president, any of, I mean, I'm betting this guy's got plenty to say about Hillary Clinton's candidacy. And by the way, there's plenty to say about Hillary Clinton's candidacy, but one of the things that ought not to be a focus is that she's a woman. I find that to be illegitimate. That's my own spin on stuff like this. So I find this kind of ignorance that comes from guys like that to be the antithesis of where a progressive Republican or Democrat, any party, would be today. You don't know how to read the tea leaves there, Mr. King. The tea leaves. Read the tea leaves. Because I think if you read the tea leaves, you'd see that the float is going someplace else and not in your direction. So hopefully he gets blown out of the park with his suggestion to keep, and he's trying to do this legally by passing a bill to keep going. Can you imagine in this day and age somebody being that, and I can't come up with another word for it, stupid. It is. Why would you want to pass a law that keeps women from being represented on dollar bills or $5 bills or 10 or any kind of currency? Why would you want to do that? What goes on in your mind? What motivates you to come up with that kind of a stupid idea? I don't even begin to understand.
The thing that I don't understand about this is he's saying by taking a white man off the U.S. currency and putting Harriet Tubman on, he's claiming that that's racist and sexist.
Nah.
Because it's calling attention
like
to
it.
Her gender.
By the way,
which to me sounds like a bunch of BS.
Well, I don't like the choice of Harriet Tubman. I think there are other people that would be more valuable, but I had to make the decision. The decision was what you would expect, I guess, under the circumstances. And so, but to say that you don't want whether she is black or white or blue, there are those who are upset, and maybe with some good cause, at the speed in which the country is changing. Not something you can do anything about legitimately and individually. We have changed from what people grow. I would say I grew up in what was described legitimately as a Christian or Judeo-Christian tradition. Isn't that way anymore. The country, and I don't mean this to sound negative using the word overrun, but I've come up with a better word for me at the moment, and I'll use it. There are the Hispanic populations that have come here legitimately and illegitimately have changed the color, the face of our country, as have many who've come here from Asia. Mostly the Asians come here legitimately. Sadly, too many of the Hispanics come here illegitimately. But there are others who are coming now from sources in the Middle East, places in the Middle East, some legit, some not legit. And to just apply that one step further, the fact that we have 1 out of 13 people that live on the planet, wasn't that the number the other day that I used, Victoria? 1 out of 13 people are displaced.
Mm-hmm.
Tens of millions of people are refugees. So when you think about it, it's either 1 out of 13 or 1 out of 113. But
maybe 113.
It's a huge, no matter
it's
what it is.
It's a huge number, yeah.
It's a huge number.
Yep.
And the fact they're just wandering literally around the streets of various cities in Europe has completely sort of disheveled and made a monumental management problem for the people in these countries. And so, you know, people go back to saying, oh, it's our fault because of the war in Iraq. Okay, so that may be, but at this point, fixing the blame doesn't fix the problem. What do? Fixing right. the problem is destroying Daesh so that things can calm down and people can go back to their homeland. But we're not doing a damn thing about that. Now we're fighting with the Russians about whether they're going to invade Eastern Europe. Yesterday a general warned that Russia could overwhelm Eastern Europe in 36 hours, and Putin says we're getting our soldiers ready because NATO is aggressive. What are you, nuts? NATO's not going to start a war with Russia, and anybody with any brains knows that. He's just using it as a way to stroke his ego and do whatever he can to disrupt the status quo. So you've got all of this stuff that's floating around here, and it really is floating around. And so one wonders, okay, wait a minute, didn't I start with good news?
Yes, I was just wondering that. Stuff.
Where the hell did the good news go? Well, the good news started with me suggesting this wonderful idea that came from this man to not judge people. I just went from trail to trail to trail to trail to trail, following, if you will, the bouncing ball of people who are judging every single story that I came up with after I said, please, let's follow this guy's word, don't judge him, was a story or a thought about how we judge people, right? Everything that I said, There are half a dozen different examples there of how we judge people. That seems to be part of the human condition, part of God's plan, apparently, to try to teach us not to be judgmental in some way, shape, or form. And
well,
I will tell you...
I love how this man didn't... I love his message and his gesture and his actual hard work into making these handmade crosses in memory of the people who have died. I just think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and that's extremely Christian-like. That's the real message.
On each cross is the name of the victim along with a red wooden heart. Also, markers at the base of the crosses for people to share messages of love and support for these people. This fellow's father-in-law died from a gunshot wound, made crosses for those who died in Aurora, Colorado, and also for the people who died at Sandy Hook. I did not know that. I didn't realize that had happened. So I'm glad that we have this so we can give him credit for not only doing what he's done for Orlando, but for these other things as well. He paid tribute to the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing. The crosses for Orlando are his largest memorial project so far.
Sadly. So, he made 26 crosses, I think, for Sandy Hook, but
sadly.
Orlando was almost double that.
Yeah. Well, so, but here's somebody who contributes. Somebody who, for whatever, I don't know what his motivation is, and I don't care. It's good, and that's what's important. 19 past the hour here on Good Day.
It's go time at your local Victory Motorcycle Dealer, the home of modern American muscle. Get into the saddle of the most powerful American V-twin motorcycles with special offers through the month of June, including a $1,000 trade-in allowance, plus up to $2,000 customer cash on select cruisers, baggers, and touring bikes. Ready, set, it's go time right now at your local Victory Motorcycles Dealer or online at victorymotorcycles.com. Offers valid in U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2013 through 2016 models, good through 6/30/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Never drink and ride.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Half the hour now on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Sarah Jessica Parker has shared her first trailer, new HBO series, Victoria. Remember her as Carrie Bradshaw on Sex and the City. Got four Golden Globes for the performance. Are you a fan of that in Replay, or are you a fan of it?
Even the movies. Oh, yeah. I'm
what is there about that that makes it... Meredith loves it, too. What is there about that show, Sex and the City, that got women so wrapped up in her life?
It was the friendships, the fashion, the city was... New York City was like the fifth character. It was just... It's so relatable for an entire generation of women. I mean, the Sunday brunches, talking about relationships and dating and the sex jokes. I mean, everything was just so relatable. Even though a lot of people like to criticize and say, well, that it was written by a bunch of gay men and not women. But, you know, there were a lot of women in the writer's room, too. So.
Yeah, but still, all of the conversations that they have on that show, it's... Yeah, like you said, it's super relatable. Those are conversations that women love to have. And plus, mm-hmm. just getting to see like a bunch of women going out and kind of like ruling the city, like that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. It's true. So who do you think my favorite character is in Sex and the City? Take a guess.
Miranda.
Oh. Which one is the least skinny? Samantha.
None
no, Samantha
women.
Would be way too out there for him. Miranda, I would say he would like the most. The lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah, well, but the women are not my favorite characters. There are a couple of interesting characters among the women. My favorite character was Big.
Oh,
Miss
yeah.
Big. Yeah, right. And Chris Noth
wasn't always a good guy, but
to a T. No, he was a jerk. But it was, it sort of played into and gave legitimacy to the rest of the story, because there are guys like that that certainly play women, and so, but in the end, they really sort of mean it, but they don't know how to mean it, in a sense. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, the focus now is on Sarah Jessica Parker's new show called Divorce. Apparently, I'm looking at some of the Instagram messages for this, Victoria, as HBO puts the trailer up for the first time, suggesting this was a long time coming. At HBO, they've shared, she writes, the official first look and a wee appetizer of Divorce. So here is the audio from that trailer.
I want a divorce.
Are you drunk?
There's a knock at your door.
Nope. You don't need my space.
Recognize a stranger.
You had an emotional affair.
It was not an affair because it was never physical.
Wow. Right? This could be the greatest thing that has happened to us. Now we can go back to just liking each other again.
When did it start to go off the tracks in your mind?
Well, perhaps when you grew the mustache?
Okay. My first take on it is Sex and the City, next part. You get married, although it's not big, and it might have been interesting had they done it. It isn't a complete divorce from the thinking, or it didn't sound like that 60 seconds that it was a complete divorce from part of the philosophy of Sex and the City. Am I right or wrong in that?
I don't know. I'm a little concerned that because on HBO, I mean, in movies, everyone can disassociate from Carrie Bradshaw when SJP is in a movie. But on an HBO series again, I don't know. I think there are going to be a lot of people scared to watch
this. I think it's a good cast, though. It's got Molly Shannon and Thomas Hayden Church, who's been in a couple things that I thought were really good.
Yeah. Well, let's see what happens. Literally see what happens. Is the you can check it out, HBO, the trailer for the new series, Divorce. 28 past the hour, and good day.
Are you happy? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The question, are you happy, is a simple one, but it's also an important one. So take a moment to reflect on it, because I'm asking you right now, are you happy? If you're not happy, what's getting in the way of your happiness? Is it other people? Is it the environment you're in? Is it something that's going on with you physically? Is it your own thoughts? Tackling your happiness is not likely going to happen in less than a minute. But identifying the source of whatever is blocking your happiness is important. When you can identify an obstacle, you have a way better chance to get around it. And your happiness is important. For support with all your emotions, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself in the middle of a lake. While on that lake, you have a revelation that your truck and boat should be bundled together. As you look out over the waters, a mermaid tosses you a fish. It's kind of small. You throw it back.
Plunge into savings when you bundle your truck or SUV with your outdoor vehicle.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Twenty-six for the hour, 34 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm in a blast from the past mode. We all know that the social media that we have, I don't want to say grown up with, but we are kind of growing up. I'm still growing. I feel like a kid sometimes. And I'm sharing this with all of you as I've shared it with Victoria and Jennifer and Karen and the other people associated with or involved in producing my radio program. I have come into the age of technology sort of kicking and screaming, as many of you have. I find myself learning, as my pal Rich McFadden says, I learn what I have to when I have to. Kind of associated with it. And I have. And you guys have brought me more insight. You have brought me more inside. You have brought me more together with this, the new world order. I guess that's the best way. The social media, for me, in many ways, is the new world order. So I go to it's how the connection is made, because I've just been talking to the kids, Victoria and
the kids,
about the business, the number of people that are coming, for example, to our Facebook page, huge, huge increases in people who are following our thoughts and people who are friends. We have this continuing conversation going at Twitter at Good Day Show. So I'm looking here because I have many friends that I don't necessarily keep up with. I'm just looking at this page now, and some of the political friends that I have in Framingham and some of the business associates I have, not only in the farm but in the radio business, and people who help me produce this program. And one of the names that you've heard from me over the years back and forth is one of the great disc jockeys of the Boston era of great, not good, but great radio. And many of us who are my age, I say this to you, Victoria and Kara, with love, the radio heroes that you grew up with or are growing up with are nowhere near, this is my pejorative, what those of us who have had a little more experience used to listen to. And thus the posting, as a matter of fact, I just did this myself, which whenever I do this and it actually works, I really feel pleased with myself. There's a posting of seven gentlemen who were pretty much responsible for me deciding to do what I did with my productive time as an adult to make a living. And so, excuse me, I'm brought to this place looking at these guys, excuse me, and realizing, as many of us, when as you grow older, the people that you've had around, maybe you had a business supporter, somebody that brought you in, that acted like a father, who may have retired or passed away. I'm looking at these guys, and they're all dead. With the exception of Dick Summer, with whom I had dinner in Philadelphia about a month ago. For God's sakes, the guy's 84 years old. When I used to listen to these guys, they were in their 20s and 30s when they were on the air. The only exception to that was a guy named Carl DeSouce, who was well into his 60s when he was doing the morning program. But all these other guys that are there, you can look at the picture. Dick was 28, I think, when the picture was taken, when he was on the air in the mid-60s. And I used to listen to, my mother would come into my room, I'd have the radio on, and it would be late at night. And she'd come in, and she'd think I was asleep, and she'd turn the radio off. As soon as she left, I'd turn the radio back on again. And I'd stay up all hours of the night listening to Dick, who would come on after a guy named Bruce Bradley. And the reason that I bring this around is because it's a form of communication that doesn't really exist much anymore. There are a lot of people that this is inside, sort of like Paul Harvey used to call it, inside the business or whatever he called it. Biz talk, shop talk is what he called it. A guy named Dan Daniels, that was his real name, actually. There are a lot of phony Dan Daniels on radio stations all around the country in this era of radio. But this guy started in a small station, then quickly went to New York because he was so good. And he was in New York radio. I would bet that Victoria, over the years, before he retired, you heard him because he was on four different stations over a 40-year period in New York City. And he was just there. His voice, his demeanor, he rarely had anything to say, but yet in his lack of saying anything, he said a lot. And those are the people that are not around now, for the most part. You listen to Elvis Duran, who's the biggest thing in music radio in New York City now, and he's okay. He's spontaneous, has a good crew around him, but he's not
he's
the kind of guy.
He's who I grew up on. I grew up listening to Elvis Duran.
Right, yeah. So you know the point that I'm making here, whereas a lot of New Yorkers grew up listening to Herb Oscar Anderson or some of the other characters that were on radio stations. They just don't exist anymore. That whole business has gone away, and we have a different sort of relationship with the radio now. But the best thing, and this is the point I'm making, is that those of you who are listening now, those of you who listened and grew up on what was contemporary radio, music radio of the 50s, 60s, 70s, there is still coming out of the box stuff that you can use that either makes you feel good or it makes you feel relevant when you listen to what's going on. And that's what I hope for with this program. I would say that. But if anybody ever wants to know how it is that I got to the point of where I am, excuse me, I said this to Dick because he's amazed that I'm still on the air. And he kind of wishes he still was too, even at his age, because he could contribute. But because his shtick was so ahead of its time, he was the first one to play music like The Sound of Silence from Simon and Garfunkel. He had a show on Sunday night on WBZ that focused on, it was called Dick Summers Subway, and he did it from a coffee house. How many coffee houses are there even in existence anymore? But it was a big thing in the 60s, and not only in Boston, but pretty much every big city, especially East Coast cities. New York had one, Hartford had one, Washington, Baltimore. You know, it was the coffee house era. And Dick didn't look anything like any of the people who played the music that he supported. But he gave so many artists their start. It was amazing how many people became popular because their first appearance was on Dick Summers Subway, which was on Sunday nights for 3 hours from this coffee shop. And
That sounds really cool. I should look up some of that audio. I've never heard it, but it sounds really cool.
Just go look at just Google Dick Summers Subway. It was fabulous. Or Dick Summers Love and Touch. Fabulous stuff. And one night, the record promoters had come in and given all the disc jockeys a copy. It was Columbia. That's how much I remember this. Simon Garfunkel was on Columbia Records. And there was an A-side to every record. It was a 45, and you give it to the jocks. At that time, the jocks played, you know, they have a tight playlist, but they could also play things of their own choosing. And so I remember Dick said, you know, they just would say, the guy who's program director hired all these guys and let them do exactly what they wanted to do. He was a genius. He found people that fit the mold of what he was trying. And at that time, in Boston, WBZ had like 20 shares, 24 shares, which meant that 20 out of every 100 people listening to the radio were listening to BZ at that time. You don't find that. Right now, BZ, which is the news station of Boston, you're lucky to get 6 people out of 100. And it's the number one or two station most of the time. But the significance of somebody like that doing, he played the flip side of Bridge Over Troubled Water, which was The Sound of Silence. Nobody had heard that song. Nobody had heard that recording. Nobody knew from nothing about it. But because Simon and Garfunkel had a name and Dick listened to the record and he liked it, it became other stations and disc jockeys they'd follow the trends, and there were sheets, music sheets, that came out that told what was being played on this station or that station. So when Summer started playing The Sounds of Silence, people said, wow, let's listen to this. And this is how the record became a smash number one song. Who doesn't know or remember Simon and Garfunkel, Sound of Silence? But it got its hold when Dick played it one Sunday night on his Sunday Subway show. And nothing to do with Subway restaurants, by the way. It didn't even exist at the time. But I hope you find that story somewhat valuable. It isn't necessarily about what's going on in the news, but there's a good feeling that we all get. Hopefully you get a good feeling most of the time when you're listening to this program. This program is a niche. And as I have been on the radio doing it for as long as I have, I sort of keep changing it. And now I've decided to do what we're doing, Victoria and Jennifer and Kara and I, to sort of bring us around to the new world order of things. And one of the people that works with us did something that I want to, I think, pay tribute to, because she gets it. And we're struggling now because, this is not too much inside, it's kind of an interesting story, actually. I'm trying to find a way to make the program and its contents obvious from the name of the program. Like, this is a Good Day show. Yep, it is. But what else is there now? And so this lady who works with us, named Nicole, wrote something last night. We've been talking about the branding of the program, and she really was about as thoughtful as anybody. And she's the target demographic, in essence, a married 40-something female, as she describes herself, with three children. She makes all the purchasing decisions in her house, selling right down to selling her house. I met her husband, wonderful guy, but he's Casper Milquetoast. She's the guy. The guy.
What
she's
does that
the person.
Mean?
Well, because he
I've never heard that expression.
it's letting. In my world, I make decisions. I live in a different world because Meredith lives her life and we get together, and I live my life and we get together.
Right.
And we're not married. We spend time together. We love each other. But it's not the same sort of thing, but it works for us. But here in a circumstance where this lady is in charge of making the decisions, as most women are, women make the decisions in
yep.
families.
Yep.
And some in certain circumstances more than others. And she describes what her family likes. Streamlined information, people who keep it real, no matter if we agree with them or not. We value things that are clear, concise, and to the point, so we're able to make the best decisions for our homes and families. We're tired at the end of the day. We're buried with the weight of what we have to do in our lives. I'm just paraphrasing some of the things that she said. We love to laugh and have a good time whenever and wherever we can. It's the small moments of joy that we cherish, because in the next moment, the cold, cruel world gives us something else that we have to worry about. And we use radio, the internet, social media to escape from our daily reality. Isn't that it? And so I hope that we provide an escape to a point. She continues to write, we hear Victoria's views, which can widely differ from Jennifer's views. We hear Doug's insight that sometimes evens out the playing field or adds to the mayhem. And then for some of us who have 20-something children, Kara provides insight into what they may be thinking. And so it's a valuable thing for parents who have 20-somethings. This is a wonderful point that she makes. Most parents who have 20-somethings don't listen to their children. Kara, do your parents actually listen to you and what you have to say? Do you influence their judgments? Do you influence their decisions, do you think, with your conversations with them? Do they really listen to you?
I would say so. I think I've been really lucky, though, to have parents, and I think we've always had a relationship where we can communicate well, but I know a lot of people don't have that, but especially when it comes to things that are super important to 20-somethings, you know, technology or something like that. We've had this relationship where I've been able to help them, and almost, you know, they've been able to help me see where they're coming from, and then that kind of helps me help you, which is, I don't know, it's a really cool relationship.
Yeah, right. And so under the circumstances, we try to put all these things together, and it's a juggle. And because I'm an independent producer and not part of a big company, it makes it that much harder for me to get that information to people who could use the program, much more so than some of the other crap that's out there at the same time that we're on. I say that lovingly. It's 11 before the hour here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. Twitter ups their video lengths to compete with Snapchat. Why? When? How? What in the world is this all about? Guess what? You're going to get an explanation of that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Hey, I'm Paul.
The guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon? Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. Yeah, you heard that right. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016, folks, and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. 1%! But Sprint is saving you 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rate plans. That's right. A great network, half the rate. I switched, and millions more have too. Can you hear that? Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/network, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Reliability claim based on third-party dry test average savings until 5/31/18. After pay full amount subject to $30 activation fee, credit and valid port, and applies to Verizon plan 1/3/6/12/18/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. AT&T mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2/5/15/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. T-Mobile simple choice to use 10 gigabytes. Carrier features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, tethering, and cloud options that other carrier plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Must choose from forwarding carrier rates. Offer coverage not everywhere for all phones. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy 5 or more. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Here we are now, 56 past the hour. Twitter wants to keep you on their site. That's admirable of them. Seeing as there are how many other social media, whether you think Facebook is passe or not, it's still there. Instagram, Pinterest, how many other places are there? Tumblr, where else can you go besides Twitter with
Snapchat,
your time?
Are
you
gonna, Instagram. Snapchat. Yeah. Yep, in terms of all video, right. Live video, and Facebook has live video now, too, because
right,
they
so
have to
Twitter,
keep up with everybody.
It feels like they have to compete with Snapchat. Why?
Well, because if you want to make a live video or if you want to record a video, Twitter was only giving you 30 seconds to do that. Instagram only gave you 15 seconds. So now everybody's scrambling to give you more time that you can record within an app, and then you can send out a video that you've made of yourself. Vine.
So wasn't this YouTube? Wasn't this how YouTube got started, though? Wasn't YouTube the first to do this, and now everybody wants to get in on that?
In a sense, yes, yes. Yeah. But YouTube never aggregated everything the way that Twitter does. So YouTube, you still have to search for things, and you can't really... It's not very well laid out. But YouTube has morphed into something else on its own. But with Twitter, they've now upped it from 30 seconds to 140 seconds. And there's a brand new video interface, so right from the Twitter app, you don't need to use your camera app on your phone, record video, then edit it, and then upload it to Twitter. Twitter's now giving you all of the tools all wrapped into one feature, which is really great, and you don't have to go anywhere. And switching back and forth between apps, people get distracted, you forget, you mean to put a video up, and then you get busy and you forget. So now this way, with Twitter having a longer bandwidth in their app, it's people are loving it. A lot of celebrities have been talking about it. It really does compete with Snapchat. So, and that's the goal.
Yeah. Okay, so here's an example of what I was thinking about with regard to this. There are so many people who have so many questions about Superbeats, which is one of the sponsors of the program. I've never done this before, but I talked to Nicole, the loving person that we just talked about a few minutes ago, who's behind the scenes making things happen, especially when it comes to social media. I said, I'll just sit down, and I'll take a canister of Superbeats, and I'll tell the story. And so in this circumstance, what you're telling me is if I want to tell the story and put it on Twitter, it better be in 140 seconds. That's
right.
What I hear you saying.
Okay, but you know what, people, the reason it's 140 seconds, that's pretty much, there's a method behind that madness. That's about the time limit that anyone has right now for video content in terms of attention span. So if you can do it in 140 seconds, then I think you should share Superbeats with the world.
All right. How about that? Maybe we'll do that. The editing feature there. But everybody can become a star now. That's one of the... Everyone's a star. It's good day at 59 past the hour. I know we're all stars here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.